So it's something that you need to pray for. But Jesus said, wait for me. He didn't say, I'm going to be back next week, I'm going to be back in 10 years, I'm going to be back in 1,000 years. He just said, wait for me. So like a bride waits for her bridegroom to come and to take hold of her and to just shower her with love, that is what we are to be right now. It's unfortunate that in this world nowadays, impatience has grown, and that wherever we go, we see it, whether it's behind the wheel, whether it's in the stores, whether it's in our own household sometimes, we're not necessarily patient with one another. But that is such an important understanding of who we are in Christ. It is so important that Jesus said, wait for me. And you know what else he said? He said, I don't even know the time. Only Father knows the time. So Jesus doesn't even know exactly the moment. Now, yes, he's God, of course. But the Father, because we have the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there are certain things, certain beautiful things that the God has held from his Son. How that happens, I don't know. You know, that's a God thing. But the point is that as we stand together, as we understand that it is because of God that we are who we are, that we can have that patience. We can have that love of God working in our hearts and allow ourselves to be that person to work for him. There's another story in the scriptures. It comes from Acts 3, 1 to 10. I think I've got it bookmarked here, which I just find very interesting. There it is. And it goes like this. Whoops. Just one second. Okay. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the ninth hour, which the ninth hour is 3 p.m., the hour of prayer. A man lame for birth was being carried, whom people placed daily at the beautiful gate of the temple, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. Now there was actually a hope there. Peter, gazing at him with John, said, "Look at us." So he paid attention to them. Now he was expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but I give you what I have. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He took him by the right hand and raised him up. Immediately his feet and ankles were strengthened. Jumping up, he stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. They knew that it was he who sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. First, there was hope, and then there was expectation. This man knew something good was coming. He could feel it. I'm sure he could feel it in his spirit. I mean, Peter and John didn't walk around and not have the Spirit of God with them. Something we all yearn for. So here's this man's expectation. Do you think he expected to be able to walk in like 10 seconds later? Can you imagine the joy, the wonder, the absolute amazing feeling he must have felt after being lame? Now, it doesn't say how long he was lame, but let's look at it from the aspect, look, maybe he was lame from birth. Can you imagine how he felt? The joy, the anticipation, the excitement, you know, and he got to go tell people now. He got to go into the temple and tell the Sadducees and the Pharisees, look what God has done. How amazing is that? Romans 8:19 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us." And we could also put "in us." The eager expectation of the creation waits for the appearance of the sons, the daughters of God. That expectation is all around us. It's almost like electricity. But you have to search for it. God will give you things because he loves you and he favors you. But he makes it very clear in Scripture that we have to search for it. He's made no doubt about it. He said, "Get into the Word. I'm there. I am here. I am showing you your hope. I am showing your expectation." And when you're in the Word, especially today, you are not going to be thinking about any of that garbage that's going on and what we call the seven mountains. What are the seven mountains? One of them's government. And I don't even want to go there. But what are we expecting? What are we hoping for when it comes to the mainstays of our society? Media, arts and entertainment, the church, the economy. What are our hopes and what are our expectations? How do we bring those about? Here's the hard work, guys. You got to step up. And even those of us, I'm 72, and even those of us who are getting a little gray in our hair and walking around, we have a lot to give yet. Don't think your time is up. It's not. We are to be here as mothers and fathers for the young generation coming up. Ooh. There was a Holy Spirit on that one. In Luke 18:8, it says, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Will he? Search your own heart. Will he find faith in you? Jesus made it very clear to us that if you are lukewarm, he will spit you out. You know, sometimes we don't want to look at those scriptures that are hard to read. But what he means by that is, I don't want you to love me today and not tomorrow. What would happen with the bride and the bridegroom? "Oh, I love you today, but you know what? I don't have time for you tomorrow. I have somebody else coming." That's kind of how it looks to Jesus if you don't have faith. That's another whole message. But the point I'm trying to make today is, it's up to us in our own hearts to be that light. How many times has he told us that? To be that salt, to be that person. And you know what? It may just be when you're in the grocery store and you're in that line and somebody just looks really sad. And you say, "Hi, sister. Hi, brother. How can I help you? Can I pray for you? Can I buy those groceries for you? Can I lift you up today and show you who the God, the Messiah is?" Sometimes we forget how much he gave for us. And it's easy to do because we're so darn busy in our lives. But we need to keep that forefront in our minds and in our hearts every day of our life. We need to remember everything he gave. He didn't have to come down here as Jesus. God chose to. How many times, if we look in the Old Testament and in the New, but in the Old Testament, how many times did Israel walk away from God? Wow. If you've read it, you know it's a lot. And yet, it is the personification of who we are as human beings, that we tend to walk away from the good things that are in our lives. In Samuel, the story of Samuel, when the people of Israel had started to become complacent and they started looking around the world and they thought, I think we want a king. I think that would be a good idea. So Samuel went to God, and you know, Samuel was a very godly man. He knew God from little boy. And he went to him and said, "Well, the people have asked me to ask you if they can have a king, a manly king." Now, if you read those scriptures, God wasn't really happy with them. He said, I am their king. What are they looking for? But because he's a gracious God and he loves you, love them, he said, okay, I'll give them a king. Now, you got to remember also that God knows the end to the beginning, which means he knows our whole life already. But he gives us choices. But he knows the choices we're going to make. So he knew what would happen if he gave them a king. He knew who Saul was, he knew Saul's heart, and he knew what was going to happen. But he did it anyway, because the people chose that they wanted a manly king. And we can read the scriptures and know his benefits Saul brought and his failures, because he was a man. So where are we then in hope and expectation? What are your hopes right now for your life? And what are your expectations? God makes it very, very, very clear in his word. You can get a book of promises if you need to. But if you search out the scripture, he makes it very clear that he expects us to be who he created us to be. Do we expect him to follow his promises, to do what he says, or do we just hope? That is where faith comes in. If you expect God to come through, he will come through. If you have that faith, and that goes for a plethora of things that could be going on in your life. Scripture says he always gives you a way to get out and to conquer. Always. But through discernment, through wisdom, through study, we find those ways. So I came here this morning to bring joy to your hearts, that you can look in the scripture and see all the wonderful, wonderful promises that he's made for each one of us. I just want to see. There was another scripture, and I... Okay, I'm not sure where it went to. But anyway, the whole point that I'm coming to the end here is that what do we expect? How deep is our faith? How intimate are you as a bride and a bridegroom with you and the Lord? Not one of us can judge the other, because we're all in different situations. We are told not to judge. But he does expect us to know the difference between right and wrong, the difference between hot and cold. That is our job. So today I hope you leave here with the expectation and the promise that he gives as a groom of life, as we are the bride waiting for him. Father, I don't know these people well at all, but I just ask that you will work in every one of their hearts today, that they will see that you as the groom are a priority. You are the bridegroom. You are the one getting things ready for us, whether it be your kingdom here on earth or whether it be your kingdom in the heavenly. I thank you for every one of them. I thank you that they are seeking you out, that they will serve you, no matter if it's one-on-one or one to 1,000. I don't know. But you know their hearts. You know what they're capable of. So, Father, help them. Help them to walk in their spirit daily. Help them to have that time every morning to prepare themselves for the day. Father, you're an amazing God. And we need to start expecting those amazing things from you. Deepen our faith. Help us to have that intimacy. And again, I ask that you bless and favor every one of these people, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and King, I pray these things, and I have high expectations of what you will do. Amen.